The time has come. The goal is within reach. High School State Basketball is on the air. The 2011 Boys State Basketball Tournament coverage is brought to you by the Boosters at Tournament Time. Now, let's take you out to the court for today's game.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Gym. We're on the campus of Lincoln High here this morning for the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament today. Class C2 opening round matchup, and a good one at that. The Sutton Mustangs, seated number 7 here in the Class C2 field this year, taking on third-seeded Lincoln Christian in an opening round ball game this morning. I'm Mike Will. We'll call the play-by-play for you today here on the Breeze. Sutton coming in, a record of 20 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Mustangs, no stranger to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. They are making their 27th appearance here for 2010-2011. Of course, they were here last year. They were state runner-up in Class C1 in 1987 and in 2002. Sutton winning state championships in 1919, 1922, 1989, and in 2003. So it's been a while for Sutton and their head coach, Steve Sponberg. They're matched up with a team today in Lincoln Christian, the Crusaders, coming in here. A record of 17 wins and 8 losses on the season. They are making their 11th appearance here in the state tournament. Their most recent was in 2004, so it's been 7 years since Christian has been able to qualify for the state championship. They had a nice little run of state championship years in the late 1980s and early 1990s. They picked up the state championship in Class C2 in 1988, also winning in C2 in 1991. Then it took them 8 years to grab the gold again as they won the state championship in 1999. Lincoln Christian, the state runner-ups in 1993, 1995, 1996, and in 2004. So a good matchup here today, opening round game. Lincoln Christian taking on the Sutton Mustangs. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament on the Breeze.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Johnson Gym on the campus of Lincoln High here today, the Class C2 State High School Basketball Tournament on the Breeze. First round games have already been completed. In fact, we got 4 of them in the books already today. Omaha Bryan in Class A has beaten Omaha South by the score of 46-39. So Bryan will play the winner of the ball game coming up next at the Sports Center between Omaha Creighton Prep and Millard North. Other games going on today in Class B. It was South Sioux City destroying Holdridge today by a score of 66-33. Holdridge did not score a single point in the first quarter. And the Cardinals of South Sioux City, the top-seeded team in Class B, beating Holdridge today 66-33. So South Sioux will play the winner of the ball game coming up next down at Pershing. Game going on between Lincoln Pius and Scotts Bluff. And in Class D2 from earlier today in a first-round game, final score of that one was Sterling over Mullen by the score of 61-39. That was close going into the fourth quarter, but Sterling goes on to beat the Mullen Broncos today by a score of 61-39. So they'll play the winner of the game coming up next to Lincoln North Star between Juanita Palisade and St. Mary's. Winner of this ball game between Sutton and Lincoln Christian going to move on to the semifinals tomorrow, and they'll take on the Ravenna Blue Jays. Ravenna picking up a win in the first ball game today over Hardington Cedar Catholic by a score of 55-44. So it's Sutton, a record of 20 wins and 4 losses on the season. A six-seeded team here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Class C2. A team that is averaging 52.5 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 37.5 on the defensive end. Lincoln Christian is a team that's averaging 55.3 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 49.2 on the defensive end. We'll give you the starting lineups for Lincoln Christian in the ball game here this morning. They're going to go with Levi Gibson, and he is a good one. We've seen Gibson a couple of times throughout this season. He's a 6'2" junior, averaging 12.4 points per ball game, and also he's averaging 7.7 rebounds per contest. Also, Andre Orduna is a starter. Orduna is a 5'10" and senior. He's averaging 8.6 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Logan Powell is a 6'2" freshman. He's averaging 7 points and 4.7 rebounds per ball game. Cole Dworak is a 5'8" junior. He's averaging 10 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. And the other starter for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders expected to be Leighton Chokan. Chokan is a 5'10" freshman. He's averaging a couple of points and a couple of rebounds per ball game. So it's Lincoln Christian and the Sutton Mustangs here today in this opening round game of the Class C2 Boys State High School basketball tournament. Winner moves on to face Ravenna. Again, that game will be tomorrow. And the game time there will be at 9 o'clock at the Pershing Auditorium. So the Sutton Mustangs going to be the visiting team on the old scoreboard here this afternoon. Sutton going to be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red. Meanwhile, for Lincoln Christian, they're going to be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Sutton will go with Sam Grease. He's a 6-foot junior, averaging 8 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Also, Andrew Sheridan, a 5'11" in senior, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Austin Rath, a 6'1" in sophomore, leading scorer on the team, averaging 12.8 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Reed Wiebe is a 6'3" junior, averaging 11 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. And then Jordan Wagner, who's a 6'1" junior, averaging 4.8 points, 5.3 rebounds per ballgame. These two teams played earlier this season. In fact, it was the fourth game of the season for Sutton, and Lincoln Christian was able to hand Sutton their first loss of the season back then, 43-40. That was the first loss of three that Sutton suffered right in a row, Lincoln Christian, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Wood River. But since then, the Mustangs have been on a tear. Their only loss during the rest of the season was a 52-33 setback to Ravenna. So with a win here for Sutton, they would move on into the semifinals, and they would see the Ravenna Blue Jays for the second time here this season. So Sutton, again, no stranger to the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Steve Sponberg, he's like taking up residency here at the state tournament, and he's back for the 2010-2011 season. We're set to go. Sutton is going to shoot to our basket to our right. The Sutton fans right below us here at Johnson Gym on the campus of Lincoln High. Ravenna, or rather, it'll be Lincoln Christian shooting to our basket to our left, and we are set to go. It's going to be Reed Wiebe jumping into the center circle here for Sutton. Jumping into the center circle for Lincoln Christian will be Levi Gibson. Ball is in the air. The tap is going to be a double hit here by Gibson in the center circle, and they're going to give the ball to the Mustangs. So Levi Gibson tapped the ball, and then he tried to recover it and tried to hit it again, and it's a violation on Lincoln Christian, so it's going to be Sutton inbounding the ball off the far sideline, and the Mustangs will have the opening possession of the ball game. Sutton, a very patient team offensively, but they average about 52.5 points per ball game. Austin Rath has got the ball. He's the leading scorer for Sutton. Dribbles the ball to the elbow. Comes out here to a Reed Wiebe. Now on the right side, Andrew Sheridan comes across the top. Now to Wagner. Wagner moves it over to the far sideline to Austin Rath. Dribble penetration. Takes the ball. The hole in shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Sheridan. Sheridan gets the ball out to Sam Grease. Dribble penetration. And the lane is not to be knocked down by Freeman of Lincoln Christian as the Crusaders come back the other way. Dworak has got the ball. Now to J.D. Freeman. Jonathan Freeman with the ball down the right side of the lane. Spins, puts up a shot. It's up there. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sheridan. No score, about 45 seconds into the ball game here at Johnson Gym at Lincoln High. This is the Boys State High School basketball tournament today. Here on the Breeze, we're in Class C2. Lincoln Christian will start off with a man-to-man defense. Andrew Sheridan has got the ball and comes over here on the right side of Grease, holding it on the wing. Grease gets it inside to Wiebe. Spins, tries to put a man in the air. Goes for the hole and shot, no good. Ball tapped out of here and is picked up by Freeman. Jonathan Freeman back the other way now for Lincoln Christian. He'll set up against this man-to-man defense here for the Sutton Mustangs. Levi Gibson with the ball to the near side to Cole Dworak. Dworak sends the ball back out on top to Freeman. Brings it over to the elbow. Hands it away now to Dworak. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Back out here in three-point territory to Orduna. Orduna over here on the wing to a Freeman. Bounce pass comes inside. Spinning, going up with a shot. It's going to be up and in. Levi Gibson scoring there for Lincoln Christian. He's their leading scorer, averaging 12 points per ball game. And the Sutton Mustangs are down in the ball game on a score of 2-0. Lincoln Christian with the lead. We're a minute and 45 seconds into the contest here from Lincoln. On the right side is Andrew Sheridan. Moves it down on the baseline to Grease. Grease comes back out to a Sheridan. Now moves it across the top. They get it to Wagner down to the far side. And the traveling violation is going to be called here on Austin Rath as he was trying to take the ball of the hole. First turnover on Sutton here in the ball game. Lincoln Christian will come back the other way. End of the ball game now for Sutton will be Lance Sponberg. Sponberg had an ACL injury during the football season, had surgery in October, and by the latter part of January, he was back with a basketball team. And Sponberg has been playing ever since. So a quick recovery by Lance Sponberg, and he's done a great job for Sutton so far this season, averaging almost 10 points per ball game since coming back from the football injury. He's into the ball game now, just a couple of minutes into the contest. Here's Freeman, now for Lincoln Christian, comes out here on the wing to Gibson. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Freeman. In the lane, goes back up. A whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Mustangs. And the personal is going to be whistled on Jordan Wagner of Sutton. That's going to be his first. And the first team foul on the Mustangs here in the first quarter of play. 5:36 to play. 2-0 is the score. Lincoln Christian out on top as the Crusaders will inbound the ball. They lob it out here to Gibson. Gibson dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane. He is tripped, and a foul is going to be called. As Gibson goes down face first into the hardwood here at Johnson Gym, and a foul is going to be called here on the Mustangs. It's going to go on Lance Sponberg. That's going to be his first team foul number two on Sutton. They'll play things in. Gibson is shot off with a short baseline. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Austin Rath. Rath has got the ball now for Sutton. Tries to bring it into the forecourt, and a foul is going to be called, and Freeman. Jonathan Freeman picking up the personal foul there for Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his first and the first team foul called on Lincoln Christian in the first quarter. 5:25 to play. 2-0 to score. Lincoln Christian out on top of the Sutton Mustangs here this afternoon. Lance Sponberg with the ball brings it into the offensive zone to Reed Wiebe. Wiebe brings it to Andrew Sheridan now here on the near sideline. Holds the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Wiebe. Back out on top. That's going to be Rath with the ball. Send to the left side, down to Sponberg. They work it back around the three-point arc here. Austin Rath back outside to Sponberg for three. Shot rims off, no good. Rebound in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. J.D. Freeman came down with a rebound there for Lincoln Christian, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Wiebe of Sutton. So the Mustangs have gone the first 3 minutes here in the ball game without scoring. 5:01 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Lincoln Christian out on top. Cole Dworak has now got the ball for Lincoln Christian. Moves it behind his screen. Drives it down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket, and shot is up and in. Cole Dworak scoring, and it's now a 4-0 ball game. Lincoln Christian with a lead over Sutton here in the opening round of the boys' C2 State High School Basketball Tournament. Lance Sponberg with the ball to the left sideline. Andrew Sheridan comes out between the rings, now to Wiebe. Right side, Austin Rath holds it. Lobs it out to a Wagner out here in the three-point territory over to Sponberg on the far sideline. Entry pass, they get it to Wagner. Back outside now to Andrew Sheridan. Right side, to Rath, moves it down on the baseline. Wiebe drives that baseline. His shot is up and in. Reed Wiebe, the second leading scorer on the team for Sutton. He hits a field goal here, and it's now 4-2. That one comes with 4:19 to play here in the first quarter. 4-2. Here's a long-range jumper from the top of the key. It's going to be no good by Logan Power. Rebound comes down to Jordan Wagner of Sutton. Down the far sideline, Sponberg has got the ball. Sponberg moves it out here to Wagner. Wagner now to Rath, dribbles down the right side of the lane toward the baseline. Stomps, reverses the ball, gets it out here to Sheridan. Comes across the top, down to Wagner, down in the corner to Sponberg. On the wing to Sheridan. Top of the key to Wiebe. Right side down to Rath. He holds the top of the circle, now to Jordan Wagner. They just toss the ball around the three-point arc here. There's a pass now to Wiebe. Right side, Sheridan drives inside, double team. Bounce pass goes in the lane. The Wiebe knocks off of a defender and scores. Reed Wiebe bounces off of the defender inside for the Crusaders and then bounces one off of the glass, and now the Sutton Mustangs have come back to tie the score 4 points apiece. Cole Dworak with the ball to J.D. Freeman. Freeman dribbling out here, moves left to right across the top of the key, now penetrates down the left side of the lane, takes the ball to the basket, his shot partially deflected. It is loose in the lane. Now a foul is going to be called. Finally ending up with the ball in the lane there was Gibson. But a foul is going to be called here on Sutton. It comes with 3:13 to play in the first quarter. We're tied up at 4 points apiece. Here comes a Grant Techmeyer into the ball game now for Lincoln Christian. Personal foul goes on Jordan Wagner. That's going to be his second. Leighton Shaquin coming into the ball game now for Lincoln Christian as well. So the Crusaders will inbound the ball, and they throw it away. Andre Orduna here to the near sideline and threw it into the Sutton bench. So Lincoln Christian gives it away. And now the Mustangs have a chance to pull ahead for the first time here this afternoon in this possession. 3:12 remaining here in the first quarter. Austin Rath through the ball. Out to Reed Wiebe. Moves it over here on the wing on the right side to Andrew Sheridan. Two-handed pass goes to Sponberg. Down in the corner now, Greece has got it. Here's Austin Rath trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out to Wiebe. Brings it back down to Sheridan. Sheridan holds it over there in three-point territory. Again comes across the top of the key now to Sam Greece. Greece comes to the near sideline to Austin Rath. Man-to-man defense here for the Crusaders. Entry pass. They try to jam it inside to Greece, and a foul is going to be called here on the Crusaders. Leighton Shaquin picking up the personal foul there for Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his first team foul number four. Here's a shot up and in. Reed Wiebe scores off of the inbound for Sutton. And Wiebe's got all 6 points here for the Mustangs. It is 6-4 now. Sutton has got a two-point lead over Lincoln Christian. Driving the ball is Orduna down the right side of the lane. Loses control, but it's knocked out of his hands out of bounds. I think Sponberg got his hands in there for Sutton. So it'll be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Andre Orduna will play things in. 2:28 to play here in the first quarter, 6-4. Sutton has got the lead. Levi Gibson jams it inside. That's Techmeyer. His shot is up there. That's going to be no good. The redhead misses the shot in the lane there. The ball is ripped out of there by the Sutton Mustangs. Out in the corner, Greece has got it. Comes back outside. Wiebe drives it down the lane. His shot is up and in. Reed Wiebe has got 4 field goals here in the first quarter. He's got 8 points. Wiebe is averaging 11.1 on the season. He's got all 8 points for the Mustangs here in the first 6 minutes of this ballgame. 8-4. Sutton has got the lead. Here's Carlson with the ball now. Comes back out on top. That's Andre Orduna for Lincoln Christian. Hands the ball away to Shaquin. Shaquin trying to penetrate. Bounce pass comes inside to Techmeyer. Back on the right sideline. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Orduna. And the rebound comes down to Sponberg. Gets the ball ahead now to Greece. He drives it to the hole. The bucket counts, and he's fouling the play. Sam Greece scores there for the Sutton Mustangs, and he is fouling the play. And now Greece goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Sutton has scored 10 straight points here in the first quarter, and the Mustangs now lead by a score of 10-4. Trevor Carlson picks up the personal foul for Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his first and the third team foul on the Crusaders. So to the free throw line, Greece, and his shot is up there and in. 11-4, Sutton on an 11-0 run after yielding a 4-0 lead to Lincoln Christian. It's been a while since the Crusaders have scored. Here's a J.D. Freeman, comes out to Techmeyer, lobs it inside to Gibson, works left to right across the lane, throws up a shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Sponberg of Sutton. Lance gets the ball to the near sideline, down to Sam Greece. They work it to the opposite sideline. Austin Rath moves it down on the baseline. Back out to Wiebe. Fakes the three. Comes over here to Sponberg. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Trevor Carlson. Down the right sideline to a Cole Dworak. Takes off. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Throws it to the far side. Nearly threw it under the bleachers. Carlson grabs it though for Lincoln Christian. Comes out to a J.D. Freeman. He tries to penetrate down the left side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Foul is going to be called on Austin Rath of Sutton. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Mustangs. So it's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Cole Dworak will play things in. He gets it there to J.D. Freeman. He spins and a traveling violation is called. J.D. Freeman trying to work over there against this Sutton defense. Whistle for a traveling violation. And it's going to be Sutton playing things in here in backcourt. That's the second turnover on the Crusaders in the ball game. 11-4 is the score. Sutton on an 11-0 run here in this first quarter. The Mustangs have the ball back in their offensive zone. Sam Greese comes out to a Rath at the top of the circle. Austin Rath over here to Sponberg. Free throw line extended all the way to the right sideline in front of the Lincoln Christian bench. Down in the corner to Sam Greese. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it over to Austin Rath on the wing. Inside down to Sam Greese. Greece back out into three-point territory. Down to a Reed Wiebe. Right side to Lance Sponberg. He holds the ball. 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Austin Rath, he holds it here against the J.D. Freeman. Back out near the 10-second line to Lance Sponberg. 10 seconds to go. Ball is up, hooked away. It's into the backcourt. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds, and they get the ball to Sutton. Ball poked away from Sponberg. Trevor Colson got his hands out there for Lincoln Christian, but now Sutton will play things in backcourt right in front of the Mustang bench with only 6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Mustangs have an 11-4 lead. They'll play things into Sponberg. Hustles into the forecourt behind a screen from Wiebe. Sponberg spins, and a traveling violation is called with 0.3 seconds remaining. Sponberg trying to throw up that last-second shot. He's whistled for the traveling violation. That's the second turnover on the Mustangs. And now it's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball here in backcourt with only 0.3 seconds remaining. It's an 11-4 ball game in favor of the Sutton Mustangs. So we'll have to come the length of the floor here in 0.3 seconds. Those playing things in. That's a Covington with a ball. He launches it from backcourt. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So the first quarter in the books. Boys high school basketball from the state tournament in Lincoln. We'll take a break with a score. Sutton 11, Lincoln Christian 4.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, it wasn't a good start for the Sutton Mustangs. They fell behind 4-0 in the ball game, but boy, then the alarm clock went off, and the Mustangs rattled off 11 straight points, and Sutton has now got the 11-4 lead over Lincoln Christian here in the first quarter in the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. Lincoln Christian with the ball. First possession here in the second quarter. Driving for the hole and scoring is going to be Levi Gibson. That's going to be the second field goal of the ball game for Gibson, as now it's 11-6. Crusaders applying pressure in backcourt. Sutton brings it easily. Rath brings it down the left sideline. Gets it to Grease. Grease out here to Wiebe. Now to Sponberg on the far sideline. To Grease. Launches up a three ball. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Andre Orduna. Orduna down the far sideline. Now to Dworak. Cole Dworak pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside. It's going to be tipped away from Gibson. The scramble is on and it's picked up here by Wiebe of Sutton. Third turnover now in Lincoln Christian. Sponberg has got the ball. Now to Sheridan. Sheridan moves it over to Sam Grease. Entry pass to get it to Sheridan. Comes over here on the right sideline. Sponberg has got it. Now to Rath. Austin Rath to Wiebe. Brings it back to Sponberg. Free throw line extended right side. Sheridan, top of the key. Left side now to Rath. Rath looking inside. Nothing there. Comes out to Sheridan, top of the circle. Now right side to Sam Grease. Back outside to Sponberg for a three. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And a rebound comes down to Christian, and a foul is called. Logan Power, the big guy, grabs the rebound there for the Crusaders. But a personal foul called here on Reed Wiebe of Sutton. That's going to be his second. So the second foul now on Wiebe. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Mustangs. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball here. 6:47 to play in the first half. Sutton has got an 11-6 lead over Lincoln Christian. Andre Orduna with the ball. Now to Logan Power. Power drives the ball down the right side of the lane. All the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Logan Power scores for Lincoln Christian, and he's hacked on the arm here. And Logan Power goes to the free throw line for the Crusaders. Personal foul is going to be called on Jordan Wagner. That's going to be his third foul. So Jordan Wagner now with 3 personal fouls early in the second quarter. Logan Power to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sutton. Wagner gets the rebound. Also playing with 3 personal fouls, and now head coach Steve Sponberg wants to call a timeout. He wants to get Andrew Van Kirk into the ball game now for Wagner before Jordan picks up a cheap foul out at the other end. So a timeout here for Sutton. We'll take a break. 6:29 to play here in the second quarter. Sutton 11, Lincoln Christian 8.
Good Luck Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First quarter score is Lincoln Pius out on top of Scotts Bluff, 23-10. And it's Juanita Palisade over St. Mary's, 23-16. Some first quarter scores around the city of Lincoln here in the opening round of the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Sutton with a lead here over Lincoln Christian. The score is 11-8. Sutton, following the timeout, comes back and attacks in their offensive zone. Lance Sponberg, free throw line extended right side, lobs it back out here to Sheridan. Sheridan now to Sam Grease. Man-to-man defense here for Lincoln Christian. Out to Andrew Sheridan, three-point territory. Comes over to Lance Sponberg, holds it, two-handed pass. Comes to Andrew Van Kirk, who's now in for Wagner, who's got three personal fouls. Driving for the rack is going to be Rath. Contact made and a foul called. Austin Rath will go to the free throw line now for Sutton as he is fouling the play. And a personal foul is going to be called on Andre Orduna for Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Crusaders here in this first quarter or first half of play. Austin Rath to the free throw line for Sutton. Leading scorer on the team, averaging 12.8 points per ball game, and he gets his first free throw here. Again, Lincoln Christian is the team that beat Sutton earlier this year, fourth game of the season, 43-40. Seems like a long, long time ago, but Christian has got one victory over the Mustangs this season. Second one is up there by Rath. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Lincoln Christian as they hustle back into the forecourt. 12-8 is the score. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. Shot is up there by Orduna. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Following shot is up and in. Levi Gibson gets the offensive board and the putback as he puts it in off of the window. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame, and Lincoln Christian is back to within 2 points. 12-10 is the score. Here's a steal now by Dworak. Dworak comes back the other way, and a foul is going to be called by Sponberg. Sponberg trying to poke the ball away. Gets hit with a personal foul instead. Now, that's going to be Lance's second personal foul. That's the 17th foul already on the Mustangs here in this first half. So, we're going to have some free throws coming up here from Cole Dworak, and he's a pretty good foul shooter at 84%. He's hit 28 out of 33 on the season, as Dworak will have a 1-1 here. His first shot is up and in. He's now got 3 points in the ballgame. Lincoln Christian, a team that is hitting 58% of their foul shots so far this year. 46% from the field and 33% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. That one is off of the front iron. No good. It was short. And the rebound comes down to Sutton. Andrew Sheridan grabs the board here. The Mustangs still with a one-point lead, 12-11. We're in the second quarter, approaching the five-minute mark. Sheridan with the ball left side of the lane, out to Sponberg. Sponberg out of Grease, right side of the wing to a Tyler Keenan, who's into the ball game now. Austin Rath. Rath gives it away, now to Sheridan. There's Sponberg again back out here in three-point territory to Grease, who's it down on the baseline, dribbling from the corner and losing the ball out of bounds is Rath. Austin Rath taking it from the left corner toward the bucket there, just lost the ball as he was approaching the hole. That is the fourth turnover on the Mustangs here in this first half. And it'll be Lincoln Christian coming back with the basketball. Just under 5 minutes to go, 12-11. Crusaders can grab the lead here with a field goal, and they turn the ball away. Andrew Orduna takes it into the lane. He was going to dump it down low to Levi Gibson and to it right past his outstretched left hand. It goes out of bounds. Fourth turnover on Lincoln Christian here in the ballgame. Christian now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Sutton will play things in. Lance Sponberg work here in back against Gibson. Hustles it to the 10-second line. Now moves it into the offensive zone to Keenan. To Andrew Sheridan. Right side of the lane. Moves it down in the corner down to Keenan. Back outside to Austin Rath. Holds the ball. Comes over here on the wing to Grease. Outside to Andrew Sheridan, and now he's called for the steps. Andrew Sheridan working out there against Andre Orduna of Sutton, and he's called for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number five on Sutton here in the ballgame. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play. We are in the second quarter here at Johnson Gym on the campus of Lincoln High, opening round game of the Boys State High School basketball tournament today on the Breeze. Andre Orduna, jump pass comes over here to J.D. Freeman. Brings it back out to Orduna. Comes across the top to Colson. moves it down in the corner, back out to Colson. Entry pass. They get it inside to Gibson. Down in the corner to Dworak. His shot for three is way off the mark. An air ball. And a rebound comes down to Austin Rath. So the Mustangs with a one-point lead in the basketball as they hustle into the forecourt. Sheridan moves it over here to Austin Rath on the wing. Dribble penetration. Takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner. Sponberg throws up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good. And the rebound here comes down to Trevor Colson. Both teams a little cold here in the second quarter. That's a Dworak getting around a defender. Now driving. Gets it away to Gibson. And his driving layup is good. Levi Gibson now with 8 points in the ballgame. And Lincoln Christian has their first lead of the ballgame. But check that, their first lead since Sutton went on that huge run in the first quarter. They jumped out to a 4-0 lead, and now this is their first lead since with 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the second quarter. 13-12, the Crusaders leading by one. Austin Rath now for Sutton, moves it over to Greece. Cross-court pass comes over to Sponberg, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's good. He gets the bounce as Lance Sponberg throws up his first field goal and hits it. He's now got 3 points in the ball game, and Sutton goes back out on top by a score of 15-13. Lincoln Christian with the ball now. Dworak moves it over on the wing to Colson. Comes across the top to Andre Orduna. Now to Colson again. Sutton has gone to a, looks like a zone defense now here in the second quarter. Andre Orduna moves it down the left side of the lane. Now to J.D. Freeman. A traveling violation is called. Five turnovers now and Lincoln Christian in the ball game. Logan Power is going to check into the ball game now. Coming out will be Trevor Colson. 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 15-13. Sutton has got a two-point lead. Winner of this ball game will play Ravenna tomorrow in the semifinals at 9 o'clock. Here's a Tyler Keenan with the ball. As he goes inside, here's a foul. It's going to be called. Sam Grease spun through the basket and got it to go down, but he's fouling the play on the way in. The basket does not count. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Andre Orduna for Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 in the Crusaders. End of the ball game now will be Colson. Coming out will be Orduna. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Sutton playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sponberg, bounce pass, comes into Rath. His shot for three, it's off of the back iron, no good. Ball chased down in the corner, it's saved there by Sheridan. Gets it into the hands of Sam Grease. His pass is going to be kicked out here in three-point territory by Levi Gibson, so Sutton again will play things in off of the far sideline. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the second quarter. Sutton led 11-4 at the end of one. It's now 15-13. Mustangs have the lead here over Lincoln Christian, and now we got a foul here in backcourt. Sponberg trying to power his way back across the 10-second line. And a foul is going to go on Trevor Colson. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Crusaders here in the first half. So still a non-shooting situation. Sutton will play things in here on the near sideline as a Sheridan will get it into a Sam Grease, and he gets it back into the offensive zone. Over to a Keenan, dribble penetration, dumps it off in the lane. The ball swatted away. It's going to be picked up here by Lincoln Christian. Turnover number 6 on Sutton here in the ball game. Gibson comes back down to Dworak, pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Comes over to J.D. Freeman, outside down to Colson. Free throw line to Gibson, moves it down in the corner now to Dworak. Back out to Gibson, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there and in. A hanging there by Levi Gibson. He's got 10 points. He's got 10 of the 15 for Lincoln Christian here in this basketball game. And now we're tied up at 15 points apiece here in the second quarter. Sutton back with the ball. Sam Grease dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Sheridan. He's trapped down there. Andrew Sheridan comes out to Grease on the wing. Back outside to Lance Sponberg. Sponberg comes over here to Sam Grease as he holds the ball. Back out on top, Andrew Sheridan. Over on the wing on the left side again to a Tyler Keenan. There's a pass right to the fingertips of Sheridan and then tipped out of bounds. Sheridan couldn't handle it right at the elbow, and then the ball was lost out of bounds by Gibson as he couldn't handle the pass either. So Sutton will play things in right in front of the Lincoln Christian bench. And now we have got a timeout. We've got a timeout, 1:26 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Lincoln Christian 15, Sutton 15.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. 7 crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm, drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Sutton will play things in. A minute and 26 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We're tied up at 15 points apiece. Pass comes out on top. Greece grabs it and needs to be hit on the play by Levi Gibson. That's going to be Levi's first. Coverage of the Boys State Tournament brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet, an American revolution. So that's going to be team foul number 7. On Lincoln Christian in the ball game. That's going to send Sutton to the free throw line for a 1-1. And towing the mark here for the Mustangs will be Sam Greece. Greece is averaging 8 points per ball game. He scored 11 in the first meeting between these two teams back in December. And a shot from the free throw line is good. Greece now 2 of 2 from the stripe. And Sutton reclaims the lead. It is 16-15, the Mustangs. A minute and 25 seconds to go. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Sam Greece nails a pair. And Sutton back onto a 17-15 advantage here in a seesaw battle in the opening round of Class C2 here this morning at Johnson Gym at Lincoln High. There's a long-range jumper from the top of the key. A three-pointer straight through the hole. Cole Dworak nails the three. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Christian goes back on top by a score of 18-17. We got a minute and 6 seconds to play here in the second. Andrew Sheridan now for Sutton. Comes to the near sideline. Keenan has got it. Entry pass to Sheridan. Back outside to Greece. His shot for three. Good. Sam Greece nails it from the right sideline. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Sutton is back out on top with a score of 20-18. There's Logan Power of the ball inside the free throw circle. Comes over to J.D. Freeman. Now to Colson. Right sideline to Warwick. Holds it. Down to 40 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Sutton has got a two-point lead. Here's a shot from Dworak up and in, a three-pointer. Same spot as his last one. Cole Dworak from deep in the right corner. And now Lincoln Christian has got a one-point lead. 29-20 is the score. And now Sutton will go for the final shot here. 23 seconds to play in the second quarter. Mustangs come out here to Andrew Van Kirk, who's over on the wing on the left side to Austin Rath. Bounce pass to Sheridan. Down to 13 seconds to go. Sam Greece has got it now. Greece over to Austin Rath on the wing. 7 seconds to go. There's a pass over to Greece. He steps out beyond the three-point circle, trying to get away. Now gets away, drives into the basket, and scores. Sam Greece takes it to the hole and scores. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. So Sutton playing for the final shot. Greece steps out beyond the three-point circle and then drives it to the hole as he found a little seam in the Lincoln Christian defense and scores for the final field goal of the first half, and Sutton will have the lead at halftime. So two quarters in the books in the Class C2 State High School Basketball Tournament. Here in Lincoln, we'll take a break with a score. Sutton 22, Lincoln Christian 21.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Astra Bank and Ackerman and Noose Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Mustangs the best of luck at state. Astra Bank and Ackerman and Noose Insurance are proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know. Astra Bank and Ackerman and Noose Insurance. Member FDIC.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here at Johnson Gym on the campus of Lincoln High for the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament today on The Breeze. At halftime, we've got Sutton out on top of Lincoln Christian by a score of 22-21. Our Boys State High School Basketball Tournament coverage is brought to you by Seth Johnson. He is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. around the kitchen table at a backyard barbecue in the local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do, the secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. And best of luck to all the area athletes in this week's Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Sutton has got the lead over the Lincoln Christian Crusaders here at halftime by a score of 22-21. Sutton fell behind 4-0 in the ball game today, then came back to score 11 straight points. And the Mustangs had an 11-4 lead at the end of one quarter. Then it was Lincoln Christian. They came back and scored at the beginning of the second quarter and eventually grabbed the lead as they outscored Sutton 9-1 at the start of the second quarter. And they reclaimed the lead with 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the second at 13-12. A seesaw battle the rest of the way. We were tied up at 15. It was 17-15. Sutton had a lead. Then Lincoln Christian hitting a three-pointer down the stretch, 18-17. Sutton came back to hit a three to make it 20-18. And when the dust clears here in the first half, Sutton with a lead over Lincoln Christian, 22-21, and Sam Grease getting the final field goal on the first half of play. So we're at halftime here in Class C2, the Boys State Tournament. The score is Sutton 22 and Lincoln Christian 21. We'll have more at halftime right after this timeout.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton. Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth moving needs.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40x60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at halftime here in Lincoln, 22-21. Sutton has got the lead over Lincoln Christian. Our halftime show brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Sam Grease and Reed Wiebe, they've been a two-man wrecking crew so far for the Mustangs here in the ballgame. Wiebe has knocked down four field goals, mostly early in the ballgame. He's got 8 points here at halftime. Sam Grease has come on since then. Grease has nailed a three-pointer. He's got 2 two-point field goals, and he is 3 of 3 from the free throw line. So Grease leading the way. He's got 10 points. Reed Wiebe has got 8. Lance Sponberg off the bench to hit a three-pointer in the first half. He's got 1 point. Austin Rath has been held to only one free throw. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. For Lincoln Christian so far in the ball game, Levi Gibson has got 10 points in the ball game. Levi has got 5 field goals for his 10 points. Cole Dworak has got 9 points. Dworak has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He's got a two-point field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And then the only guy that's scored for Lincoln Christian other than those two guys has been Logan Power. Power has got a field goal, and he is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 2 points in the basketball game. So it's 22-21. Sutton has got the lead over Lincoln Christian. The winner will play Ravenna tomorrow in the semifinals. We'll take a break and come back and check some scores around the city of Lincoln as our halftime show continues after this.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton. Astra Bank and Ackerman and News Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Mustangs the best of luck at state. Astra Bank and Ackerman and News Insurance are proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know. Astra Bank and Ackerman and News Insurance. Member FDIC.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kurt Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And hi. You're on the Allen's Halftime Show here on The Breeze. As we get ready for the second half, Sutton and Lincoln Christian. Sutton has got a one-point lead, 22-21. Neither team able to break away here in this one. The largest lead for Sutton has been 7 points. That was right at the end of the first quarter after they went on that 11-0 run. Biggest lead of the ball game so far for Lincoln Christian in the ball game has been only 4 points at 4-0. Other than that, it's been a tight one here this morning in this opening round game in Class C2. Other scores from earlier today in Class A, Omaha Bryan beat Omaha South by the score of 46-39. So Bryan will play the winner of this game. It's going on right now between Omaha Creighton Prep and Millard North. South Sioux City today destroyed Holdridge by the score of 66-33. The Dusters went scoreless in the first quarter and were really never in this ball game. And South Sioux, the top-seeded team in Class B, knocks off Holdridge today by 33 points, 66-33. Other action today here in Class C, two in a ball game played earlier here in this gym. It was Ravenna over Hardington Cedar Catholic by the score of 55-44. So Ravenna will play the winner of this ball game tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock down at Pershing Auditorium. And the other game that's gone final here in the state tournament so far in Class D2, it was Sterling over Mullen today by a score of 61-39. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show for the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. The You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball today on The Breeze.
Seth Johnson is your Channel C dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We've got More action for the state tournament coming up later on today. Here on the Breeze, we'll have Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family coming up 7 o'clock starting time tonight here at Johnson Gym, 6:55 for the pregame show. Over on 1230 KHIS tonight, you'll get Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic beginning at 8:30. And coming up on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR today. Grand Island Central Catholic and Wayne at 1:50. Minden and Bishop Newman will play at 3:40. And Pleasanton and Wynot at 8:40. All those games on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Later on today on ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. You get Overton and Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. So complete coverage of the Boys State High School basketball tournament brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, and by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings and American Revolution. Play is back in. Sutton has the opening possession here of quarter number three, and we got a kicking violation on Lincoln Christian. 22-21 is the score. Sutton has got a one-point lead. They scored the last field goal of the second quarter to reclaim the advantage here in this ball game. Now the Mustangs are trying to put something together here in half number two to try to advance into that semifinal tomorrow against the Ravenna Blue Jays. Lincoln Christian will start off with a man-to-man defense here in the second half. They played man throughout much of that first two quarters. Austin Rath has got the ball for Sutton. Comes over here to Andrew Sheridan. Out of the right sideline. Sponberg has got it. Comes over here as Sheridan. He's called for the steps. Sheridan had it out here in three-point territory. He's going to drive the ball into the hole, and he's called for the traveling violation. Steve Sponberg up in front of the Sutton Mustang bench down here just to our left. So Lincoln Christian has got the ball with a chance to reclaim the lead here. Opening round game in Class C2 from the campus of Lincoln High here this afternoon. They hand it away to a J.D. Freeman. His pass comes out on top. It's poked away from Logan Power, but it's picked up here on the near sideline. Freeman has got the ball for Lincoln Christian. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key, and now a palming violation. Freeman having problems with a dribble out here, and he's called for the palming violation. That has six turnovers on Lincoln Christian here in the basketball game. We're down to 7:07 to play in the third. Sutton has got a one-point lead over Lincoln Christian. His score is 22-21. Reed Wiebe with the ball, and that is Sam Grease on the right sideline. Sheridan has got it out in three-point territory. Right side to Grease. Cross-court pass comes to Rath. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Back outside to Wiebe. Takes it inside to free-throw circle. Hands away now to Sam Grease, to Wiebe. Right sideline now to Sponberg. Dribble penetration. Traveling violation is called. Sponberg trying to take the ball inside. His whistle for the traveling violation. That's eight turnovers now on Sutton here in the ball game. And Lincoln Christian comes back the other direction. 6:42 to play here in the fourth quarter. Nobody, or actually in the third quarter. Nobody has scored yet here in the second half. Cole Dworak behind a screen from Gibson. Moves the ball to the free throw line. His shot is up there top of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Wiebe for Sutton. Outlet pass down to Sponberg. Down the right sideline. Sponberg comes to Wiebe. Down there sideline to Rath as he holds the ball. Austin Rath out on top. Down to Sam Grease. Dribbling of the ball out here to Wiebe. Down to Sponberg. Cranks up the three ball. It's shot good. Lance Sponberg now with 2 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 6 points. And the Sutton Mustangs go out on top by 4 now. It is 25-21. Ken Sutton went on an 11-0 run in the first quarter to erase a 4-0 deficit. But this has been a tight basketball game all morning long. Here's Andre Orduna with the ball. Now to Cole Dworak. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. They get it to J.D. Freeman. Drives it inside, spins, shoots, and scores. J.D. Freeman hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 2 points. And Sutton now with a 2-point lead. 25-23, 5:38 to play. Here in the third quarter, Wiebe with the ball, now to Austin Rath. Free throw line extended left side, all the way to the near sideline to Sponberg. Sponberg, now to Andrew Sheridan. Brings it back to Sam Grease. Inside to Wiebe, flips it back out to Sheridan. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Logan Power. Power brings the ball now to Cole Dworak. He drives the ball down the lane. Scoop shot up and in. Cole Dworak now with 11 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 25 points apiece. Here comes Sutton back with the ball and a pass deflected. Sam Grease trying to bring it from the near sideline to Rath, and the ball deflected out of bounds. End of the ball game now for Lincoln Christian is going to be Grant Techmeyer. So Techmeyer checks in. Logan Power comes to the bench. Tied up at 25. Sutton with the ball. Underneath their own hoop, they throw it way out here to Andrew Sheridan. Moves it over in the wing on the right side to Austin Rath. Rath puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now reverses the ball, gets to Sheridan. Now to Sam Grease, picked up out there by Levi Gibson. Out to Wiebe. Now the near sideline again to Sponberg. Sponberg dribbles once, comes out to Sheridan. Now the right wing again to Austin Rath to Wiebe. Brings it back to Sponberg, cranks up the three ball. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron, and the ball goes up over the glass out of play. So we're tied up at 25 points apiece. Boys High School basketball from the state tournament. We're in Class C2 here this morning. Ball game between Lincoln Christian and Sutton. These two teams meeting for the second time. Christian won the regular season meeting by 3 points, 43-40. So here's Techmeyer with the ball spins. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Wiebe, I think, got a piece of that one for Sutton. And the ball brought down by Austin Rath. Hustles into the forecourt, dribbles left to right across the free throw line, goes out to Sponberg, down in the corner to Rath, fakes the three, dribbles in tight, throws up a 15-footer and scores. Austin Rath scores. That's now 27-25. Sutton with a two-point lead. There's a shot from deep in the left corner by Christian. It's going to be no good by J.D. Freeman. And the ball brought down there by Austin Rath. He comes into the forecourt. He is tripped on a play, and a traveling violation is called. So a traveling violation is called. No personal foul here on Christian. And the Crusaders will get the basketball with 3:55 to play. Here in the third quarter, 27-25. Sutton holding on to a two-point lead. Andre Orduna with the ball now for the Crusaders. Out on top to a Gibson. Gibson moves over here to a Cole Dworak. Back outside, a three-pointer thrown up there by Orduna. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to a Wiebe. Throws the ball to the near sideline, and the ball tapped out of bounds. Cole Dworak got his hands on it there for Lincoln Christian as he goes sailing out of bounds. Sutton will play things in. Here comes Trevor Colson in the ball game now for the Crusaders. Going out will be J.D. Freeman. So Sutton will play things in. The Mustangs have a two-point lead, 27-25. Sam Grease, left-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone, switches hands, goes over to Lance Sponberg. Now to Sheridan. He holds it between the rings. Over here to Wiebe. Wiebe now top of the key to Rath. Moves it over in the right wing. That's going to be Sam Grease to Sponberg. Left side to Sheridan. Man-to-man defense here for the Crusaders. The ball poked away. Sheridan picks it back up. Goes back inside to Sponberg. Out on the wing. Three-pointer put up there by Rath. No good. And the rebound high in the air. Levi Gibson. Gibson clears it away. Now to Orduna. Down the right sideline. Trevor Colson. Now to Orduna. Orduna dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Moves it over to a Dworak. Dworak now to Gibson. Gibson moves it over on the left side now to Orduna. Down in the corner, a three-pointer put up there and in. Cole Dworak scores for Lincoln Christian. He has got 14 points in the ball game, and the Crusaders go back out on top. 28-27, Lincoln Christian with the lead, 2:36 to play. Here's Sutton with the ball down in the corner. That's going to be Andrew Sheridan with it, trying to put up a shot over Dworak and can't do it. Ball comes out on top now to Sponberg, dribbles it to the elbow, left side of the lane, now to Wiebe. Wiebe now to Austin Rath. Rath trying to penetrate. The ball's going to be poked away. It's loose. It's picked up by Colson. He has it swatted away. It goes to the far sideline. It's still loose. It goes out of bounds, and the official's looking to go with the ball to Christian. So a turnover on the Mustangs. That's going to be their 10th turnover of the ball game. End of the ball game now is going to be Tyler Keenan. Tyler Keenan checks in there for Sutton. Coming out will be Rath. So 28-27 is the score. Lincoln Christian out on top by one. And the Crusaders have the ball with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Orduna drives the ball into the paint, comes out here to Dworak. Cole Dworak with the ball, picked up there by Sam Grease of Sutton. Gives it away now to Techmeyer. He drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Sheridan. Sheridan gets the ball down the near sideline to Grease, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up on the hop in the lane by Cole Dworak. 1:45 to play here in the third quarter. Contact made as Dworak comes into the offensive zone, and he's hit by Sheridan. And Andrew picks up a personal foul for Sutton. First foul on Andrew Sheridan. That's going to be team foul number one on Sutton. In fact, that's the first team foul on either team here in the second half. But we're down to 1:42 to play here in the third quarter. Lincoln Christian out on top of Sutton by a score of 28-27. This is a matchup between the third-seeded Crusaders and the six-seeded Mustangs. Colson with the ball on the left side of the lane. Lobs it back out on top. Dworak has got it now. Cole Dworak. Bounce pass goes inside. Gibson. He falls down with the ball. Now a jump ball is going to be called. They got it inside. Gibson just fell down with it, and he was tied up in the play by Tyler Keenan of Sutton. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Crusaders, so it'll be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball from the right side of the basket. They come over here to Colson, takes the ball over the paint, gives it back out to Techmeyer. He drives the ball against Wiebe. A reverse layup is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wiebe. Wiebe has got it now for Sutton. Gets it to Sponberg. Gets it back to Wiebe. Now right sideline to Sam Grease. He holds the ball. Back it on top to Sheridan. On the wing on the left side to Keenan. Comes back out to the point to Sheridan. On the wing on the right side is Sponberg. They work it back around the three-point arc now. Sam Grease has got it. We're down to a minute to play here in the third quarter. Sutton trailing by a point. Mustangs with the ball. Tyler Keenan pounds it inside to Wiebe. Contact made and a foul called. They got it inside to Reed Wiebe, and he draws a lot of attention in there. They had a double team, and a foul is going to be called on Cole Dworak. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Crusaders here in the second half of play. Here comes J.D. Freeman back into the ball game now for Christian, replacing Cole Dworak. Sutton will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 54.9 seconds to play here in the third. Sponberg, two-handed pass, comes way out on top. Austin Rath has got it now. Behind a screen from Sheridan. Now picks up the dribble in trouble. Gets it away now to Wiebe. Wiebe over to Tyler Keenan. Keenan trying to penetrate inside the three-point circle. Does so. Then gives it away to Rath. Out to Wiebe. Now to Sponberg. Top of the key again. Andrew Sheridan. Send it inside to Wiebe. Back to Sheridan. Inside the free throw circle. To Wiebe. Now left side to Rath. Down in the corner. To Sponberg. Now the Lincoln Christian fans coming alive here. Sutton cannot crack his defense. This man-to-man defense here for the Crusaders. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Sutton probably playing for the final shot now. As they call the play from the near sideline, Lance Sponberg has got it. We're down to 12 seconds to play. Sponberg to the near sideline. Andrew Sheridan back out on top. Here's a shot taken by Rath for three. A shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Techmeyer. Dribbles out of there with 2 seconds. 2 seconds, he throws one up at the buzzer. It's good, a three-pointer. Does it count? Yes. Wow. That was a crushing shot there by Grant Techmeyer. He grabs the rebound down here for Lincoln Christian, and the big guy dribbles up the floor. He is 6'3" and a junior, and he throws up a three and hits it for Lincoln Christian. And that is the end of the third quarter. That gives Lincoln Christian a four-point lead after three. We'll take a break. Lincoln Christian 31, Sutton 27.
Good Luck Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton.
Estra Bank and Ackerman and Noose Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Mustangs the best of luck at state. Estra Bank and Ackerman and Noose Insurance are proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know. Estra Bank and Ackerman and Noose Insurance. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our Boise State High School basketball tournament coverage brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer located in Hildreth, and also by Kerr Chevrolet, an American Revolution. 31-27 is our score. Lincoln Christian now with a four-point lead over Sutton as we start the fourth and final period here at Johnson Gym on the campus of Lincoln High. Sutton trying to advance to the semifinals in a meeting tomorrow morning against the Ravenna Blue Jays. But Sutton having a tough time here in the second half trying to crack this defense of Lincoln Christian. They scored only 5 points there in that third quarter. They try to jam the ball inside again to Reed Wiebe, and a foul is going to be called on Christian. We still got plenty of fouls to give here in the fourth quarter, each team with only one personal foul. That one goes on Levi Gibson. That's going to be his second. So Sutton will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. Sponberg will play things in on the wing. As they get it over there to Rath, back to Sponberg, to Rath, outside to Wiebe. They work it over here to Sheridan. Free throw line extended left side to Sponberg again. Man-to-man defense here for the Crusaders. Wiebe has got it now to the far side. Austin Rath, top of the key. Wiebe has got it. On the wing, Andrew Sheridan. And again, the Crusader fans come alive on the far side. Sutton working the ball, trying to penetrate this defense of Lincoln Christian. Jordan Wagner back into the ball game now for Sutton. Touches the ball. He's got three personal fouls. Weeby got Austin Rapp. Free throw line extended left side. Now they pound it inside again. Here's a foul called. They finally got it inside to Weeby, and a foul is going to be called here on Lincoln Christian. It's going to go on J.D. Freeman. That's going to be his second. That's only the third team foul in Christian, so they're far from allowing Sutton to go to the free throw line. Mustangs, again, will play things in. Wagner has got it, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Gets it to Sheridan. Now on the wing on the right side. There's a bounce pass that can be through the fingertips of Wagner. The ball is loose. The scramble is on. And now we got a timeout called at the bottom of the stack there. Was it Cole Dworak as he got possession of the ball, and they immediately called a timeout from the bench. So a quick whistle there. That'll be a Sutton turnover, and Lincoln Christian will have another possession. 6:48 to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a timeout. Lincoln Christian 31, Sutton 27.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at the Boys State Tournament in Lincoln. 31-27 is the score. Lincoln Christian has got the lead. Here's Gibson driving down the right side of the lane. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in a play. Gibson, an acrobatic shot, falling out of bounds. He gets that one to go down through the hole, and he is fouled in a play. Now everything that the Crusaders are throwing up is going down through the hole. Levi Gibson has got 12 points in the ballgame. That's the first time he has scored in a while. Personal foul is whistled on Jordan Wagner. That's a big one. That's his fourth personal foul. So Levi Gibson to the free throw line. The Crusaders now with a six-point lead. And the shot is up there. It's good. 34-27. The Lincoln Christian Crusaders, the number three seed here in the state tournament in Class C2 with a lead over Sutton. Mustangs with the ball. Here's Sam Grease from downtown. His three-pointer is up there. It's no good. A long rebound. It comes out to Gibson. He drives it back the other way. And Sponberg shot good. Levi Gibson now with 15 points, 36-27, and now head coach Steve Sponberg wants to call a timeout. So the Sutton Mustangs in some trouble here in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Lincoln Christian 36, Sutton 27.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utilities and excavating work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm, drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth-moving needs.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton basketball today brought to you in part by George Brothers Propane, also by Pate and Paper Palace, by the Cornerstone Bank, and by Van Kirk Brothers Contracting. Sutton led 11-4 after the first quarter. 22-21 Sutton at halftime. Lincoln Christian then outscores Sutton in the third quarter, 10-5 to grab a 31-27 advantage. And now the Crusaders have scored the first 5 points here in the fourth quarter. And they've increased that lead to 9, 36-27 with 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the basketball game from Johnson Gym there at Lincoln High. So Sutton got to find something that's going to work here offensively. Rath has got it. That is Sponberg. Who's over on the wing on the right side? That's going to be Sheridan with the ball. Two-handed pass comes to the near side to Rath. Rath now to Sam Grease. Lincoln Christian still in a man-to-man defense. Here's Rath with the ball on the wing. Rath holding it, trying to get away. Now dribbles it. Out into three-point territory, trying to get away from Dworak. They get it inside to Sponberg. Now to Sam Grease. Greece moves it right to left across the top of the key, reverses the ball, gets it to Sponberg, now to Wiebe. Over here to Austin Rath, dribbles it to the free throw line, hands it away to Wiebe. Now left side to Sam Greece on the sideline, comes back out on top. Hopping down the lane is going to be Rath. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot won't go. Better for the rebound, and it's brought out of there by Techmeyer. So Sutton missing two shots at point-blank range. And now the Lincoln Christian Crusaders have the ball with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play. 36-27, the Crusaders. Here's a J.D. Freeman on the wing on the right side, trying to penetrate. Now brings it back out into three-point territory around the screen from Techmeyer. Bounce pass goes inside. Gibson puts up a little right-handed hook shot. No good. Rebound. Techmeyer, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Grant Techmeyer had the board there for Lincoln Christian and lost the ball out of bounds. So Sutton will have it. We're under 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, 36-27. The Lincoln Christian Crusaders with the lead over the Sutton Mustangs here in the opening round of the Boise State High School basketball tournament. Sponberg, Andrew Sheridan, near side. They get the ball down to a Reed Wiebe. Back inside. Here's a running layup. Good. Nice pass by Wiebe. Andrew Sheridan puts it in off of the window. That's his first field goal of the day, 36-29. The Crusaders now leading by 7. Lincoln Christian with the ball back in their offensive zone. Techmeyer has got it. Picked up by Wiebe. Sutton stays in their man-to-man defense. They get it to a Gibson now. The elbow right side of the lane. Drives it down the paint, and we got a foul called. That's going to go on Sheridan. That's going to be his second. Team foul, number 2. On the Mustangs here in the second half of play. So a non-shooting situation. Sutton has still got several fouls to waste here before they send the Crusaders to the free throw line. Cole Dworak will play things in. They get it down in the corner to Andre Orduna, who's back into the ball game now for the Crusaders. Andre brings the ball back out of here in the three-point territory behind a double screen. Now moves the ball down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out here. J.D. Freeman to Techmeyer to Gibson. Down in the corner. Orduna for three. Shot good. Andre Orduna hits his first three-pointer in the ball game. That's his only points. And now the Crusaders have a 10-point lead over the Mustangs. It's 39-29. Under 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Sam Greece works it left to right across the lane. Comes out to Sheridan. Sheridan now to Rath to the near sideline. Reed Wiebe. Wiebe's pass deflected and it goes out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there, Andre Orduna. Tell you what, the Lincoln Christian Crusader defense here in the second half has been tough. Sutton has been unable to find anything to work offensively here against the Lincoln Christian's man-to-man defense. Sam Greece has got the ball for Sutton. The Rath. Now there's a pass inside of Greece, and he lays it in. Nice pass from Rath to Sam Greece. Sam now with 12 points in the ball game, and now the Mustangs are back within 8 points. The Sutton fans come alive now just to our left. They need a defensive stop here. Lincoln Christian with the ball. J.D. Freeman has got it. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. He's going to be fouled in the play. Fouled here by Austin Rath of Sutton. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Mustangs here in the second half, so no free throws here. 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play, and the Mustangs are down by 8 points. The winner gets Ravenna tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, down at Pershing in the semifinals in C2. So Lincoln Christian with the ball. Andre Orduna drives the ball toward the hole, moves it down to the baseline, really traveled with it. J.D. Freeman, now he takes the ball down to paint, and he's going to be fouling a play. On the way in, a foul here is going to go on Sutton. It's going to be a non-shooting situation again. Austin Rath picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. End of the ball game now will be Tyler Keenan for Sutton. Coming out will be Rath. So a non-shooting violation is going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own hole. 3:05 to play here in the fourth quarter, 39-31. Lincoln Christian with a lead. They get it inside to Gibson. A shot, no good, and he's fouled in the play. Off of the inbound, Levi Gibson comes down the right side of the lane. Could not score, could not finish at the lane. And now Gibson goes to the free throw line here for Christian. He is fouled in a play by Sam Greece. At the free throw line, Gibson, his shot is no good, an air ball. So Levi Gibson throws up an air ball from the free throw line. Gibson with 15 points in the ball game. That's what he had in a regular season meeting between these two teams. A game that Christian won 43-40. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be short. The rebound comes down to Wiebe. So the Mustangs are down by 8 points, 39-31, with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Greece has got the ball on the wing on the right side. Sam Greece lobs it to the near sideline. With the ball there, it's going to be Sponberg. Entry pass. They get it to Grease with his back to the basket. Double team. Boots it back down in the corner to Sponberg. Back out here to Sam Grease. Over on the wing on the right side to Tyler Keenan. Two-handed pass comes to Sponberg for three. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound. Wiebe goes back up. Shoots and scores. Reid Wiebe scores. He's got 10 points. And now the Sutton Mustangs are within 6 points. Just a two-possession ball game. Still plenty of time. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth. 39-33. Sutton needs to stop here defensively. Cole Dworek has got the ball. Dribbles with it out here in the three-point territory. Gets away. Goes to the basket. Shoots and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Cole Dworek circles around and takes it to the hole and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Cole Dworek has been a monster today for Lincoln Christian. He has now got 16 points in the basketball game. Sam Grease is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Dworak was just dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Took it down in the right corner and then drove the baseline and scored, and he's fouled in the play. So a chance at a three-point play. Now it's 41-33. Shot is up there. It's good. Dworak now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, and bam, just like that. Lincoln Christian back out to a 9-point lead, 42-33. Time running out of the Mustangs. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. They get it inside to Wiebe. Knocks down a defender. His shot is up there. It's good. But I think it's going to be before the shot. The official's right there. The basket will not count. The basket is no good. The foul is going to go on Andre Orduna. That's going to be his third. That's only team foul number 4 on Lincoln Christian. So no free throws. And now the Crusaders want to call a timeout. Lincoln Christian calls a timeout. 2 minutes to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break. Lincoln Christian 42, Sutton 33.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Check out the Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one's in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operations. Sutton Basketball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds and Steinhauer Farms in Sutton.
Astra Bank and Ackerman and News Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Mustangs the best of luck at stake. Astra Bank and Ackerman and News Insurance are proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know. Astra Bank and Ackerman and News Insurance. Member FDIC.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting Services in Sutton has been providing underground utility work for 29 years. Seven crews perform private, municipal, state, and federal water, sewer, storm drainage, and road and shoulder preparation, box culverts, and sewer lagoon work. Call Van Kirk Brothers for all your underground utilities and earth moving needs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our boys state high school basketball tournament coverage brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer, located in Hildreth. And by Kurt Chevrolet of Hastings, an American Revolution. Sutton will play things in. 42-33 is the score. We got 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Lance Sponberg. His shot from three is going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores, and he's fouled. Lance Sponberg follows his shot there. He gets the field goal to go down, and now Sponberg will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Sponberg now with 8 points in the basketball game. The Mustangs are not done yet. A minute and 52 seconds to play. It's 42-35. Lincoln Christian with the lead. The foul goes on Grant Techmeyer. That's going to be his first. So Sponberg to the free throw line for Sutton. Waite spins the ball. His shot is up there. It's good. Lance Sponberg now with 9. And Sutton is within 6 points. It's a two-possession ball game again. It's 42-36. So a minute and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Andre Orduna with the ball. Now to Cole Dworak. Sutton in the man-to-man defense. Cole Dworak moves the ball down the right side of the lane. Stops, comes out here to J.D. Freeman. Freeman behind a screen from Gibson. Puts the ball out here to Andre Orduna. Orduna puts it on the floor. Dribbles, top of the key. Orduna drives it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Still can't put up a shot to J.D. Freeman, and Freeman's going to be fouled. I don't think Lincoln Christian really looking for a shot there. They're going to force Sutton to foul down the stretch here. The Mustangs are over the 7 foul limit, so these will all be one-and-one situations for a while. Going to the free throw line now for Lincoln Christian is going to be J.D. Freeman. The foul goes on Austin Rath of Sutton. That's going to be his fourth. So Tyler Keenan comes into the ball game now, and checking out is going to be Sheridan. The score is 42-36. This will be a one-and-one situation now for Jonathan Freeman, JV, goes to the free throw line here. Hitting 63% of his foul shots. His free throw is up there. It's good. So J.D. Freeman now with 3 points in the ball game and a 63% foul shooter will toe the mark here for another big one. 43-36, Lincoln Christian with the lead. Next shot is up there. That one hits the front iron and gets the backspin and goes down through the hole. 44-36. An eight-point lead here for Lincoln Christian, looking for their second win of the season over Sutton here. Sutton has got the ball, greased out on top to Sponberg, drives it down the left side of the lane, goes for the basket. It's going to be blocked down as he goes up for the shot. Gibson goes for the block there for Lincoln Christian and picks up the personal foul instead. The third foul on Levi Gibson to the free throw line now for Sutton is going to be Sponberg. Lance so far in the ball game has got 9 points. So Sponberg, one of one from the free throw line. To the free throw line here for Sutton. His shot is up there. Good. So Lance hits the free throw. It's now 44-37. We're down to a minute and 9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The winner will get Ravenna tomorrow in the semifinals down at Pershing. That'll be a 9 o'clock ball game. Lance Sponberg will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. So he hits a pair. Sutton still alive. They're down by 6 points, 44-38. A minute and 9 seconds to play. Mustangs applying pressure, and they got their hands on the ball. Sponberg got his hands on it but could not pull it in. Has lost out of bounds. So Dworak will play things in down here on the baseline, deep in a corner for Lincoln Christian. Holds the ball, gets it into Andre Orduna. Jump pass, and we got a foul called. They got it into the hands of Dworak, and he is fouled in a play. Fouled by Andrew Sheridan of Sutton. That's going to be his third. So we're going to have some free throws again back to the other end. This will be a one-and-one situation for Lincoln Christian. Cole Dworak has had a monster day today for Lincoln Christian. He's got 17 points in the ball game, averages 10.4 in the season. He scored 8 points in their first meeting earlier this season. So Cole Dworak, a 2-for-3 performance from the free throw line so far today, goes back to the stripe. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wiebe. Wiebe has got the ball for Sutton now with a minute to play. Mustangs are down by 6 points. Wiebe with the ball, brings it into the forecourt now to Sponberg. Down to Sam Grease, drives it against Techmeyer, goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tough try, no good, and a foul is called. Sam Grease could not connect there for Sutton. And now a foul is called, and the rebound is going to go on Grease. So Sam misses a driving layup. He got a tip try. It would not go. Battle for the rebound on another potential tip, and Grease is called for the personal foul. That's his third. So going to the free throw line now for two is going to be J.D. Freeman. So now the Mustangs over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. J.D. Freeman to the free throw line, 2-for-2 so far today. His shot good. J.D. Freeman now with 5 points in the basketball game. 45-38. Rath is back in now for head coach Steve Sponberg. Rath checks in. Coming out will be Jordan Wagner. 45-38. Sutton trailing by 7 with 50 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. Good. Couple of crucial free throws there by J.D. Freeman. That gives Lincoln Christian an 8-point advantage, 46-38. Here's Sponberg with the ball out on top again to Sam Grease. Christian in a man-to-man defense. Sponberg spins left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Sponberg grabs it on the baseline. His shot from 10 won't go. Rebound comes down to Gibson, and a foul is called. Personal foul here is going to be called on Sheridan. That's going to be the fourth foul on Andrew Sheridan. Going to the line with 31.3 seconds to play. 46-38. To the line will be Levi Gibson. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. He is now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line today, but a solid ball game, 15 points. Gibson has got 15. Cole Dworak has got 17. Next shot is up there. It's good. 47-38. A three-possession ball game now. We're down to 27 seconds to go. There's a Lance Sponberg getting away. Drives it down the lane. His pass deflected. It is saved from going out of bounds. It's going to be picked up by Gibson. A turnover on Sutton. And now we got a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Levi Gibson. We've got 16.7 seconds to play. 47-38. Lincoln Christian has got the lead. So So the Sutton Mustangs in their 27th appearance here in the state tournament, getting an early exit here today. Cole DeWarring to the free throw line, 2 of 4 so far. His shot is up there, the shot good. Dvorak leading Lincoln Christian today. He's got 18 points in the basketball game. Now the Crusaders lead by 10. Next shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Sutton. Reed Wiebe with the ball. The Lance Spalenberg hustles into the forecourt to Wiebe. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gibson. Now the pass goes to Dvorak. 5 seconds. Dvorak is dribbling the ball back into the offensive zone, and Lincoln Christian is going to win the basketball game over Sutton. Lincoln Christian knocks off Sutton today by 10 points, 48-38. Sutton scores only 16 points in the second half. They get outscored after halftime, 27-16, as Lincoln Christian knocks off the Sutton Mustangs, and Lincoln Christian moves on to the semifinals in Class C2. They will take on Ravenna tomorrow at Pershing Auditorium in downtown Lincoln. That'll be a 9 o'clock starting time. For the Sutton Mustangs, they lose 5 games all season long, 2 of them to Lincoln Christian. They lost during the regular season 43-40, and they lose here in the opening round of the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Losing to Lincoln Christian today by 10, the final score, Lincoln Christian 48, Sutton 38. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Seth Johnson is your Channel C dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel C is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at Johnson Gym on the campus of Lincoln High. The Sutton Mustangs losing here this morning. In the opening round of the Class C2 State High School Basketball Tournament, Lincoln Christian knocks off the Mustangs by the final score of 48-38. So Lincoln Christian now 18-8 on the season. Will take on Ravenna in the semifinals tomorrow here in Class C2. Ravenna winning in the first ball game today over Hardington Cedar Catholic by the score of 55-44. Lincoln Christian scored the first 4 points of the basketball game today. Sutton then comes back on an 11-0 run, and the Mustangs had an 11-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. The Crusaders then jump on Sutton early in the second quarter as they outscore the Mustangs 9-1 to reclaim the lead 13-12 with 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the second quarter. We are tied up at 15, seesaw battle until halftime. Sutton hitting a shot from Sam Grease right at the end of the second quarter to grab a 22-21 lead at halftime. And then the Mustangs had a tough time in the second half. They went 7 minutes without scoring in the second half. Lincoln Christian came back to grab a 31-27 advantage after three. And Sutton goes on to a defeat here, 48-38 to Lincoln Christian here this afternoon. So the Mustangs will wrap up their season with a mark of 20 wins, 5 losses on the season. Lincoln Christian, and now 18-8, they will play in the semifinals. Tomorrow is a monster day for Cole Dvorak for Lincoln Christian. as he scores 18 points in the ball game today. Dvorak had 9 points in the first half, had 9 points in the second half of play, knocked down some big three-pointers for the Crusaders, and it was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Also in double figures was Levi Gibson as he comes up with 16 points in the game today. So two guys in double figures for Lincoln Christian. Cole Dvorak with 18. Levi Gibson with 16. J.D. Freeman had 6 points. Andre Orduna had 3. Grant Techmeyer had 3. Logan Power had 2 points. Lincoln Christian, 9 out of 15 from the free throw line. They turned the ball over 6 times in the basketball game here this morning. Sutton was led by Sam Grease. He had 12 points. 11 for Lance Sponberg, 10 for Reed Wiebe. Only two other guys scored. Austin Rath had 3, and Andrew Sheridan had 2 points. Sutton turned the ball over 12 times in the ball game. They were 7 out of 8 for the free throw line. But Lincoln Christian wins it here this afternoon over the Sutton Mustangs by 10. Final score of 48-38. We got more action coming your way later on today. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It'll be a night ball game. The Giltner Hornets giving an action. 7 o'clock tonight as they will take on Lindsay Holy Family. 6:55 for the pregame show. Doug Duda will have the play-by-play for you tonight on the Breeze. We'll be over at Pershing Auditorium later on. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. That'll be an 8:45 start, 8:30 pregame show on 1230 KHIS. On Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR today. We've still got 3 games coming up from the state tournament. Grand Island Central Catholic against Wayne at 1:50. Minden against Bishop Newman at 3:40 today. And then Pleasanton against Wynot at 8:40. And this afternoon on our ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS, 1460 KXPN, you get Overton and Bruning Davenport Shickley. That one begins at 3:40 this afternoon. Some other scores. Again, Omaha Bryan winning today in Class A over Omaha South by the score of 46-39. South Sioux City winners over Holdridge, 66-33. Lincoln Pius today advancing as they down Scotts Bluff, 67-43. Again, Ravenna winning today, 55-44 over Hardington Cedar Catholic. Sutton has lost to Lincoln Christian, 48-38. Sterling today winners over Mullen, 61-39. Juanita Palisade has just finished off a win over St. Mary's, 63-54. And after three quarters now, it is Omaha Creighton Prep leading in their ball game over Millard North in Class A. That's after three quarters at 32-22. So that'll wrap up action here today, at least from this standpoint. The Sutton Mustangs losing to Lincoln Christian here this afternoon. The season is over for Steve Sponberg and the Sutton Mustangs. They finish a very successful season at 20-5, but they lose here in the opening round of the state tournament to Lincoln Christian by the score of 48-38. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln.
The following Boys State High School basketball tournament game was brought to you by the Boosters at Tournament Time and is a production of Platte River Radio Sports.